Agus mar a díráite ag adam a hana féin dín si tá múrán dánta, tá skatú múr da chanóseg díltake, tá gárskíltu, tá dráma, ég slið gudain kú ræð vlínt á inn, well, demlíin á inn le fíringa, chur na fíkjóri klóir chanóchta, sí ljáur amach, inar a komóra a jönaf er litsíktun fegú hís, ljáur gárskíltu, ljáur flíkta, agus ljáur drámui. Agus bhí Billy Jenkinson an taian scríneo a gléige a bhí istigh sna trí leabhar son. Agus is mór ar fad an ní é sin. Fiú ní ar ábhas héin istigh sna leabhar son. A bhí Billy Jenkinson istigh an tamar sin agus leabhar. Is mór ar fad is dóilim an ní é sin. It gives me great pleasure to say one or two words, well actually a few more, about Billy Jenkinson, because as I said, she wouldn't actually say that much about herself not being that kind of person. Billy, I think, surprised us all because we had no idea who she was for many years, and we still haven't a clue who she is either, but it actually comes out in her writing. Because she was winning prizes at the Oireachtas, and she was writing poems, and she was writing stories, and writing plays, and nobody had the least clue who this person was. So she retains that mysterious aura all the time, which of course is necessary. But of course she does this because she wants us to think about her writing. And her writing is, it has many, many traits. It is passionate, it is learned, it is well crafted, beautifully crafted in fact. It is at times sexy in the best sense of that word. Well, actually, gives it the bad sense of the word. But it is also quite funny. And of course, sometimes I often think it's a kiss of death for a writer to be funny because you're not taken seriously. But you have to take Billy's humour seriously because it is very serious and very funny at the same time. Alva alluded to the fact that she also writes. She writes plays, which indeed she does, and she writes stories about a detective. The detective is the great Irish lexicographer, Father Dineen, or Tahit, Padigal Dineen, whom she makes into the Irish Father Brown. So she's written these stories based on a word in Dineen's dictionary. As you know, some of you have reasonably good Irish here, but even if you haven't, at some time it's worthwhile looking at Dineen's dictionary, because it's a colossal dictionary of wisdom and of strange words that are not available in any other language whatsoever. I know there is my own favourite one, and I'm sure Billy's written a story about it, which you probably will. There's a word called Irgeracht, which means, which he describes as the loneliness felt at cockcrow. Do you imagine, is there any other language and no one's felt? So you can imagine you're out on the night on the tear or something, and nothing happens, and suddenly the cock crows and you're fucked, you know? that's what Irgeracht is, no other language like that. So she takes these words and she builds stories about them, and I think it's that sense of quirky humour that makes Billy Jenkinson such a special person and a special poet and a special writer. That reason, need only to make Skelta Aileke an Ocht Achbein Nadanta as Begin Eliach as Sungamir Gurdorishin as Fagamid and Turlar Tividi as Hain Fliach, Maru Tosser Yerik Hedder Rodiwa.
Being in Cork, I should admit that I'm at least half Kerry, because my father was from Ballyhaig, and the first poems I read tonight are Kerry poems, because I had the privilege of spending a few nights on Shkelig Mahid in an OPW hut with some other writers, and we wrote about Shkelig. Even though I call it Shkelig Mahid now, it isn't really Skellig Mahid, because when the monks were there, it was only Skellig, the rock. It was when the Romans came, they brought St. Michael to Ireland, and they called it Skellig Mahid, like Mont Saint-Michel in off the coast of Brittany. So, I'll start off on Skellig Mahid. First, they're all very small, little short, little poems, only ideas that came to me. When I was looking at the hut the monks had built. One thing about the Shkels, there are lots of flies there. Flies everywhere. So I looked at these flies and I thought, these must be the bad ideas that the monks had, the immoral ideas of the monks that had turned into flies and propagated themselves. Small. Then a kilova, the rough mites in the mana, August the heel rich. Another thing about the Shkelig is that on the south peak, there's a tiny cell way, way up, high up on the rock, where you can only get up with jumping irons and ropes. And everybody asks why it's up there. Why do they go up there to have a cell? And my explanation is that it wasn't that it was up there. The question is, why isn't it on the very top? And it isn't on the very top because the monks, unlike the monks in Mont-Saint-Michel, thought that they wouldn't go to the very peak. They'd leave the very peak for the Lord to descend. Because it's Cloch Creach on, the crow's stone. When you build a house with a thatched roof, there's a stone sticking up at either gable, and that's the crow's stone with the crow's perch. So the monks and the Shkelig left this naked rock at the top without building on it, and they built their little hut on the very, about 3 or 4 metres down from it. So, see anon. Where's the son of the name? Then we should think in Aku, August Clover, a whole guy there, coming or a day. It's a thinning, the son on. Falter and Splink, then tear her in yourself. Falter killing, Queen of Skull. And Candle? It's a herd in the porch of pigs or go kayak and cash day. Carquigger, for hoax she'd lost on, who's and chin, a soft day. You're not with fragile a foil, up her he, shop of hoose, pondit. It's in Stavakeen, Carrigan Wild. In a soft track on Eglach Day. There's a Shkelig there, you can see the hook from the top. I'm sure you've seen them on calendars and various places. In the year 600, according to the annals, in the year 601, some monks went from the Shkelig into the column, which is now Hoch McGee, and a storm rose, and so they were in danger. In this particular poem, I've written about that event. The storm, the Cathamara in Ireland, in Irish, is a fabulous animal that may live in the sea cat, Cathamara, and it's bad luck, evil. So the storm becomes the Cathamara in the story, and it's a reference to Pongar Bond. Do you remember Pongar Bond? I am Pongar Bond, my cat, as I like that, we are sat, where the cat is white and beneficent. The Cathamara, this is a bad Cathamara. An arige in a suan nor dagamar in Shkelig, an vurinain bar sullish, an riach as rart in avesh. Shkelig na nain shki haunach, an daun te haishuk glasfuin, Cargamon the Hishkathul Gan Lassa with the Winel. Achushi Pongar Dove, Lame Ska Un Rindle, Kershe Crit their fame, Tom and Lenshach in a Crigget. Hogamor Sustar Nashter, Nirvaja Dolden Chalas, Hassamar and Wheeling, Hogamor Fui Maya. The Son and Mighty Raw, Lame Wheeling Kunra Sierta, Achbi Pongar Dove, Narnig, the Scream, the Town, Arsmishta. Hershem were a loose, a bayman of that rubble. Hashe shelly lish and spare, were zalog mud le farin. Lay on skelligoring, le tanga, earin, toaster, a lap paroste day, who in a machar bopna. Brought her an order and reeses her an animal, shachan stink na mile. Gomach, nis with it, false, nis with it. Hogamor and Moylene, heart seems blink, your egan. Our mighty rag is gone, with him and their deha. Listen, Ray, maybe if we found her, Harry, a more ace of Hassa, Christian or Kusna, nay, Christina, Giverly and Park. On town, my heart of a glow, Moylene called Castle Gowing, a smurmach a dea of off we went to the Halla. Love and Lodger, Brian, Turtle, Lagus Padding, Sugon, Lagus Roan, Lava, Lure, Gara. Muilin Sloaner Cave, Muidilit took the Tnacha, Achan Cat, the Rodi of Foth, Achrinu Fain Donala, the Ropi, Dangin and Lodger, Kangliumar Armadine, Be thee in a Wurt in a Lai Bean, Lav Bata, As a cover of yield of loide, is tapa on the vahin, is the hefacht mon the loam, hugamari in order, and cut that unfer vein, heat the bun the fire, and skellig in long day, the bound ur namara. Everybody has a favourite song that they don't like, a favourite hate song. And my favourite hate song for a long time was Danny Boy, because I had spent quite a lot of time in North America, and at every Irish gathering somebody started singing Danny Boy. Now I can't sing, or I'd sing this for you, but it's you can imagine that I'm singing Danny Boy. I'll approximate to singing as far as I can. Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy, untrocht, untrocht, untrocht. I'm in a traffic jam. Shumim he, Ted here, the skip, more bui. Tahal, what's wrong? It's lorry, imuig. Here comes the bride. Farrier, farrier, Danny. Oh, Danny Boy, come dress to the hauling. A macho lathig bridal magazine. Ach, fair, honcho, so tra, off me. Mulimo bon, take here the skip more way. Tatu is dach and fo, well. It's fun ya or, it's cool for keen. Sorry for air, no guelta, nit geneta, it's mission. Sonnets, the troch, the rain. Tan shake it, and all the flowers are dying. The common core, amazing grace, for free. Ta Danny Boy, egg city, lemma bridesmaid. It's time on shot, I've here the skip more boy. When is the mock and agonish for is lower more vanilum, good knelter, queen. Oh, nobby cross the ling a quid, shisha. Ach, fos may fain, in ishbog, Danny. The chahadim, mahalle, is mahuna. The trub me, dad, is mum, dan, is man, is chat me eel, in ye hale. Is that a stick, is that a skip, more boy. Oh, Danny boy. Untrocht, untrocht, untrocht. Tom Curtis said, is sheer, is sir a reached. Tatu a har. Is neelum, Krishna huige. Mulimo dos, take here the skip mo way. These are in potluck order, I'm afraid. I stuck pieces of paper into the books at places I think I might like to read. This one, Peeb Marinella. Anyone of you familiar with Irish folk poetry will be familiar with word pictures of beautiful women. Peeb Marinella, Dwan Like Neck, Gnush Marinchnachta, complexion like snow, Kaum Shang Shingalawling, a beautiful slender waist, which shows she wasn't pregnant. And Kiocha, the breasts were always like were blown and all, or breasts were apple blossom. But there's a terrible scarcity of appreciations of male beauty. So I decided that I'd write this poem appreciating male beauty. But unfortunately, I had advanced myself in years by the time I wrote it, so my male friends were a little bit past the peak of their beauty. So it's an appreciation of the older male. Tom Trow, P. Barnella. Tom Trow, Mervon, Taharanu. It's Hugan Sloan, the high skier. The Shaver Ear, Hermeas Rot. Shola, Mogollin. The washer of weeds. Tom Tumpeth, Galray Hompfield. Kaik, not me, fair fall in soul. New Vedish Multa, Igmano, is too green fair errands in you. The snake painter, Lim Legana, the eel crew, the ruin of me. Lahm the dole, sneam the snig, Akram Echler's Gare of Tame some other in Achtalon, of Buckle Crins, Nihes Kui, Murga, Blescon, Erkanvals, Achton, Tustanto, Three of Platine. Nisberg, I made the Zog no more, Netherhe, Favon Schehin. Dona Gavay, Romain Van, a Yannick Bullock, a Imstriel. Any mature male has a little belly. It's part of the male thing. So I have appealed to the muse in that verse to allow me to be the first female poet in Ireland to appreciate this male feature properly. Cracking the frocks are in a hole, their frown is farig, mustard home. Pink, nerche, mean, little throat, the quick ground. Kersha, Humsa, Avid, Abay, Saudi, Deed, and Shkaid, Aruin. Toga Murum, Mohan, Screel, Deer, Marahogri, and Do. Jordam, Nahana, Domna. Cutie, Kainta, Adiyati. It's Moradilig, Sean, and Vaughan, Shoal, Seamus, a Gumpul, Mangri. So I've appealed to the muse that if she can't send me Sean to appreciate properly in verse, at least send me Seamus. This one is it's from Wicklow. My mother had a donkey. The history of the donkey is interesting. My father at 75 won a donkey in a raffle and presented it to my mother. The donkey lived something like 40 years, so I ended up minding the donkey. But when my mother was still trying to break in this donkey. It was a hardened, well-seasoned donkey and it wasn't going to accept any kind of restraint, but she was still trying to tame it and to keep it in the field. But it was a male donkey, and there was a female donkey in Lara in the local village. And every so often in the springtime, nature would be too much for this donkey and it would take out, and my mother would take out after it, catch it before it got down to Lara several miles down the road. It was always a race and the donkey usually won the race. But one particular year she caught up with it on the bridge in Lara, and she started to try and pull the donkey home, and the donkey went, it was a car stairs ass, a female ass in which was called a biddy. There was a car stairs biddy, which was the attraction, and our donkey was going to go to Carstairs Biddy, and my mother was pulling us homewards when a tourist bus stopped and the Americans. So that's the event commemorated in the story. It's in very simple Irish, I'm sure most of you will be able to come along with it. Schlucht Neddy, Neddy's offspring. Hoig mamu a corp ati in Arian Knick, Majin Glas Arig. Hein tre roblioch cricket in our era. Ach, ta mamo, overin, kiam gan, us me kursi sha. Dei ina geis dei, agus vii vrii the kursi sharps express, en ordi an knik, ina a geis dei, in ego van karis, a yen a fui laba a kreta. Nashi nishkilan er laba rahni, in vil shi ag a gro an afi. Krashi shukra guldings, fa the nimmer. Kiangal kreid an lai, da lau, fa agus hul ger limmer, kukus snig, stroon, bachish. You see, she was planting potatoes, and she was clay all over. The pipe cleaners posh gave the glue in a false been a cabin. Maybe some of you have grannies who still use pipe cleaners to curl their hair. You open up the pipe cleaner, twirl the end, catch your hair and twirl it down and then turn in the ends. So that was the style of my mother as she planted the potatoes. Lick up Neddy, grog as fame the minute, lick up the marriage. Kubna lor asalin, winter carstairs at Erkal. Gana barkin at in le, shako, fire of vatoko, agus gata gay. Kyo lor some tassel, agus katobin, nis the horse to forse a fail a hilla, a hamutalana, a kutanor de galara, a gore sherke. Hoi ma mo one lies in number, hashi lame her fly, lame her fall, and through lame her gatla. Door the sheet head and got the lady to lame, and is a lamb she neddy in a kyogoicha. La fooder frit yenunach. La kusk a cor, la farach nanassel. What far a hurt the neddy? And is erum arach a bunt the viddy winter carstairs. Be tossach a neddy or he, and is ungraw that humind. A the hoof shame of Lurie Winter Cullen, and the man Taracorn Winter Cardiff Shear Elaas. Near the end of Heeny Mamo, a skinnet in ye Grafana, brandy of a skolan, the madri a scavil in a sala. Elara, Erundrahit, and your plague of slap the willen Winter Carsters, Onyxy a rain tada, August the hushy shalon hark down Neddy. Her Neddy carries up the daka. For mamo, go for shadaka. August the coig na madri yer mirror. Lig on lor asa grog ashti, August the haring Neddy mamo, gnawn lor undrahit. Ach the chisnig mamo, inach umitre. Compensation. August Ron a Gorson, August the grime, grog on the struckles here, Ashka, lower under his day. Honey bus. Bus for a source, the lone Americano, inner rock down the loft. A big camera, locked to her, is he the gore come loving, a machio was the mutton. Hold it, lady. A rock for Tassana, Brishner of Onig, and a brigantini. Margaret Scownrig, a good couple, Riff. Brensis, Deirach, Adoin, Camel, Claudius, nor Ariad and Lehe, the Rathin, Rif, Bathatri Adi. Rish Kurach, the Rif Kano and Loch, Nervult, Norum, Agus Rupert of the Camry, Mishnah Nedi, Tant Shea Walia, Agus Mamo, Isnan Madri in the Eag. Achian Teacher Toka. A cool on Montana Irish Gazette, Greengraf Nedi. Eco Priapoch, La Patalin Hephaestus, a parentade la mamo na mothashi na pipe cleaners, mamo na prasgrave sheets, the tried gonna be glazed to go cream. The whole roger, villain taverna, is farda who Guinness. Fair mila corp, the neddy, pouring out the new MA.
I want to explain about croissants. When in Elizabethan times, I'm sure most of you history students know about the rules against pipers, against wandering women, against poets, against pipers, against one of the groups outlawed by Elizabethan rule in Ireland were the croissants. And the croissants were clowns, travelling players, strollers, who went from dune to dune. They'd be available for wedding feasts, for any celebrations of victory. They spoke, we have some small number of their verses left. They're still sung in places in Connemara. And a striking feature is that there's a piece of prose that is full of innuendo. It was a wedding, it would be full of rather sly references to the marriage bed. And then the verse itself is, again, it doesn't say things directly, but make all points about the neighbours and say all kinds of things without actually saying them. And it takes it from the verse and prose alternate. So this piece I want to read, Chacron Vidi, is based on one of these old pieces of poetry called Croissant that we still have. And it's Vidi's Wanderings. It's my protest. At the foot of the cross. I can't believe, I don't believe, and yet I keep returning to the position at the base of the cross because I have nowhere else to go. So you may get bits of agnosticism, of atheism, of post-Christianity, and whether they're there or not there is, as the croissants used to put in, or used to subtract their own meaning. Shachron Vidi. O the chonic, it's addressed to the person on the cross. O the chonic may my hearing of the cree, ah he of Lakua, and spare of Basque, some prish, ah harra with the loo. Coron spin, era valley, trina slip, I have rim, kyle froa. Thug a shave in my liver may, snap tighter on hay, on snow.
gwynydd mor ymwyr sy'n lŷ, ys canon lŷ, lŷ eich mwysia, a chwrn yn tri trasna o'r yn ysganrwyr o'r môr fein, meid y hyfwy tri frif gola, tri gola thom, tri thom styrm, tri styrm ar y cyn, bo o'r nôl bo, cwyr o'n y fad, ddefar o'r lwm hein, bram ddw. Sdi rhaid, sy'r moch lŵn yn ffein grwys a rhaid yn llw, ffwm sydd o bridi ysdig drygl, mae sy'n dyn yn rŵ. Nid eich rôm, ach mae bos, bydd fwn mae hyl i'n tŵ. Tŵr dda hen le mo'n grwys, ys ffog am ddon gyrwch hwt. Fawn y siliaeth harpeth, ym chod y bywg o'r tsio, tsio, dyn nhw'n chwm yr sy'n nhw'n byr ma horaf, nid tŵr ddom gen. Agus nesaf salwm sylt na salwm a hri, sirin sir. Nid byw ach mae cri a fysbosh nig e'r ma'r sgyrn yn gaira. Y fylla yn ill, y prawn y posh, y ffogrym o'r ffwl i glw. Dyn y thorni i'r gheog a heligyn, slan i'ch sgwyl y rŵn. Sw prawn y hain yn, ta ŵr yn amsydd lw, bys ta bach wym. Pref i gymhom, slat sali e grei fe llwr. Sa comod yn hain, sa cadw, pôl, caid y gychwan athryn. Ffon i'r ddi, bo'r ffwl o fel trwyl. Ys na cnod sy'n chodrigeri anon illa. Gadwch o'r ddorning, ffog sy'n crysio dy hia. Sgrif ar ddawn y thyn lwa, cwyrn bawg gybwn dda lli. Nil mwyd, nil ydw am wydys tal bawd tach biliwch, arw trius, nach leathys yn rhan, ys na rhanna, ys na bitydyd yn sylla a iach.
I think maybe I've come to being very first. Well, I don't want to hold people. If people have poems, I'd prefer to hear them. I'll read one or two more, and then I hope you'll read. And if you don't read, I'll come back. I'll tell you the story of this poem first. It's a Kerry story. Sliabh Mish, the mountains outside Tralee. In the 15th century, there was a travel guide that had a warning about Sliabh Mish. It said that there was a wild woman living on Sliabh Mish, and to avoid her, like the plague. And this woman goes back to Castan Traw. She was the daughter of Dara Devgal, who was killed fighting with the Fianna at Castan Traw. And she took to Sliabh Mish because she found her father dead in the battlefield. She ran wild and ran up to Sliabh Mish, and she lived there for hundreds of years, and she ate and killed and destroyed every male traveller that came the way. She was believed in for a while as a natural character, and people avoided her. But in according to the stories, the kings of Kerry offered a bounty for her head and didn't get it. And then they offered money to whoever would bring her in. And Dubrish was a poet and a harper, and he offered to tame Mish. So he brought no weapons with him. He just brought his harp out onto the side of Sliabh Mish. It was a forest then. And he lay down in a clearing in the forest and threw off all of his clothes. And he put his harp on his chest and he strummed the harp. And the birds and the bees all came looking and listening. And Mish heard this, and she looked close and listened. And she saw this defenceless creature on the ground with a harp at his chest and no clothes at all and strumming it. So she relaxed and she came closer and listened to the music. And after a while, Dubrish put out his hand and he got some bread that he'd put under the cloak, I suppose. And he threw the bread out towards her. And she looked at it and she said, "I remember that. There was something like that in my father's court." And he said, "It's bread, yeah." And she remembered it was the first association with humanity that she had made for hundreds of years. And then in another pocket he found some gold, and he took the gold out. And she said, "I remember that. I saw it in my father's court. It's gold." "Yeah, it's gold." And she knew what it was. And again something clicked. And he played away. And she said after a while, "And what's that?" "Oh," he said, "that is my magic wand." "Where is the Mish? What will it do?" "He said, come into the bushes, that's sure." So they did go into the bushes, and he did show her. And gradually Mish became civilized.
She sets it down in a room perfectly respectfully. he's bathed her in a phylloxia. The phylloxia where they are when they were digging the pipelines, the gas and the oil, they found phylloxia in a stone-lined pit where you could boil a deer by throwing in stones, a hot stones from a fire nearby. So Dobrush made a phylloxia for her. She ran out the deer and caught it, and he boiled it for her. And then they swam in the soup in this phylloxia. And I believe the Fianna used to do that, because it was lovely, greasy, warm soup on a cold day like this, and they would swim after boiling the deer. So they swam. And as she swam in this phylloxia, all the hair, every mad women especially in Ireland, grew feathers and hair. So the feathers fell off, the hair fell off, and she rolled a fitting wide for a foot. So the story ends rather sadly in the end. He gets killed, and she continues on in domesticity with several, she becomes respectable. My poem is actually a tragedy, but nobody realises it's a tragedy, because I all think that it's a great news. Saved, whereas I think that she lost another lash in the process. This one, anyway, is from after Dobrush has showed her the benefits of his magic wand. He's disappeared in the forest, and she is left to remember the pleasures of his harping. The whole thing is couched in terms of harping. She says that he harped on her strings most delicately and most beautifully, and that the all of nature picked up the plucking of the strings and resonated. The birds, the spiders in their webs were plucking strings, and the moths were making noise, and her heart itself, the strings of her heart, were resonating as a small harp resonates when a large harp in the room is played. This poem has been set to music and is sung by Padraig and Eulachan. And I was delighted with her version of it. Crit Hovrish, Bre Lyra Imhair the Kyole, Corry Fos of Fritzera, Tinga Nona, Chigafol, and Kesh, Sneaky Kellura, Yahlog, and Shola Air, Rowan Hoggy, Shinakrim of Ronga, Nubudain Fos Fair, Grom, or he kills in me. The Brahman, Sugar, Hampon, Gunagum, Cussel, Duskanini, Gashutskan, Son of Lea Lown, Blankun, the Wand, Tevali, Homochream, or Gwim Nahor, the Quishlordi, the Krinike, or Nurgar, you may farshing on the Raisha Siljah, having fame. Nor Legum, the one Allegaeg, Gubogar, Heather Ritalina, Layman, my head of fame, can kill us, I'm glad of fame. The love shows cream. I understand that all visiting writers are accommodated in the same B&B, is that right? Yeah, most of us. And it struck me tonight, or today when I went into the B&B, that I won't sleep in the bed that all of these poets have slept in for years. And am I going to sleep? Am I not? And will I be able to write a poem about it? Has somebody else written a poem about it already anyway? So this B&B poem has been written a long time ago. It has nothing to do with present circumstances. It was written in a different country, a different county, in a different time, if I can find it. Mm-hmm. Have you all got your own poems ready? Because Iggy Raig, Iggy Raig. Going on Queen Wheel Gaganish. D&B. Drop a dollar. Right, now I'll leave it at this unless you sing dumb, and if you do, beware. D&B. It's half in Irish and half in English. It's not a very pleasant bed and breakfast, this one. Fleur Sheen was a character in a story by the show, and Fleur Sheen means generous and accommodating, but in fact the lady was anything but. Now Fleur Sheen, oh sweet, vacancies, an Irish welcome, ITV approved, disappointed, is Philip O'Mickligan, Neil Lacoste de Lani actually, breakfast the knee, that'll be alright for ye. Show Marie Fora.
tuali bigger to conserve energy. Knock if your tuala if your gol sorry, knock if your galuno, beja. An Irish blessing and all. Every road a rising hill. Shamrog freshen for our kultur. Leprechaun for Irish wit. A maiden hug mamo o medjugori. Mucha every world inchkine tadin a leprechaun for ear. Do veshkipach, pinur spucha, women's wave tarathon. Irish and Farsi wat a vuka. Neil Matta Bishkirma air a malino loy. Hedicate crispy in Athbola. Ishkilach mi wadi, ur. Bugul Geruja, side tree, ishpeen. Muko, okrish, auras, aza. Krapum, roko, hoi, dachni. Shishin, bagu, treyakos, pasur, agas lap, prota, as, the rear. Demovula, salour, sahala. Irish hospitality, we're great at making you feel welcome. Is Tadra Foragon, Ingachbow, and here.
Thank you.